Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Thank you for listening today. We appreciate those of you who tune in every day and allow us to be a small part of your daily routine. It's an absolute honor, and we hope we're cracking you up. Hope you're making the day. Hope we're making the day go by faster. That's what I always loved about talk radio. Coming up momentarily, we'll have Everybody Loves List, the 50 most common household arguments. Sounds like Family Feud to me.
In.
Okay.
It should be hard to browse that.
Sounds like a personal problem for you, Kevin. Everything is the feud. I didn't realize that till I met you. You are the king of game shows, Kevin, and I didn't realize how prevalent Family Feud is in our existence.
I mean, there's a lot of Family Feud going around. That's why I try to preserve the greatness of it, because it could turn into, you know, what the Imagine Dragons did. Remember, people liked them at first, and then they banged them all the time, and people were like, oh, God.
You like Imagine Dragons?
I know
Dragons?
We play a lot of Imagine Dragons on here. I'm just saying, Groob's like, will not play Imagine Dragons song at the Rangers game.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm not doing it. I refuse to do it.
Just refuses.
Because he hates them.
This segment is brought to you by Live to Give Bottled Water. LiveToGive.com. Go check out their incredible product, you know, started by John Wayne Walding, a Green Beret who lost his leg in the Battle of Shock Valley in 2008. Good friend of the show, started this company, and half the proceeds go to military and first responder charities. Salute to everyone out there who carries Live to Give bottled water at their store or place of business or restaurant or bar, whatever it may be. We're grateful to all of you, because when you carry Live to Give, you're basically helping first responders and troops. And when you buy Live to Give, you're doing the same. They also have a coffee service, and we are coffee snobs. We drink it up here. It is exceptional. Go to LiveToGive.com, order your bottled water, get your monthly coffee service where it's automatically delivered to you every month, and let's support a great cause and an incredible company, LiveToGive.com. But right now, it's time for this.
Ha, 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 Ben and Skin listeners, here comes KT Fun Tweets with a round the sports.
Around the sports, KT Fun Tweets has all the sports, yeah.
This is a little different when it comes to cross-pollinizing our sports, but it's one of my favorite things that happens is when our sports, you know, like Dax at a Ranger game or Dirk's at a Stars game or whatever. I love that. The local teams, it's a little different, the story I'm about to tell you, but it is kind of some sports cross-pollinization. So, you know, we got into this yesterday, and it was just really the Cowboys story of the day. In fact, someone very close to the Cowboys, like, called me this morning and was like, hey, did y'all talk about that? And it was the story of Michael Irvin, who kind of went ham at a conference basically saying that the Cowboys players who aren't vaccinated don't care about winning championships, which is a little insane considering I love Michael Irvin, but he's got a history where you could go, well, did you care about winning championships when you were, you know, doing cocaine?
Right.
Like, and a lot of it. I mean, there's some stuff, right? But, like, so we talked about it, and I don't think it upset too many people, but maybe it did. But it truly was the Cowboys story of the day, and it's now crossed over as some of these outlets are talking about, you know, teams and their vaccination rates. You're going to hear this tomorrow at 12. Scheduled for 12. It'll probably be 12:30. We'll give you the best stuff from it. But, you know, it's the Cowboys' big state of the team address in Oxnard at their training camp, where Jerry's going to hold the microphone, and maybe he'll let McCarthy talk a little, and he won't have much to say because he doesn't really do anything. And then Steven, you know, will pop in with his funny laugh a few times. You know, we're listening for that stuff. But Jerry's going to be asked about COVID and vaccination rates, because the Cowboys are not one of the teams that hit 85% threshold on their... And so the NFL's asked all your teams get 85% of your staff vaccinated. Well, then Pro Football Talk, which is a football outlet, goes out there, and they're kind of putting some tweets out there. And Cole Beasley, who's been on our show a million times, we used to do a weekly with him back in the day, now plays for the Buffalo Bills. He retweeted a tweet from Pro Football Talk today, and he says, I'll get vaccinated and be an advocate for it if Pfizer puts a percentage of its earnings from the vaccine in my wife's name. All right, so let that sit for a minute. Well, here comes owner of the Dallas Mavericks, star of Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, who retweets Cole and says, I'll tell you what, Cole, you get vaccinated and promote vaccination on all of your social media, I'll buy your wife a share of Pfizer stock. It pays a 3.78% dividend. That way she is getting a percentage of Pfizer's earnings. Deal? Now, I don't know if anything's happened in the last 30 minutes since the shows began, but Cole continued on Twitter. He did not respond directly to Cuban, unless he has in the last, again, in the last 40 minutes. He says, obviously, I don't really think they're going to give me anything. It's not about money. If I'm willing to play for free this year, y'all are just sensitive as hell, and nobody can say anything these days. Everything in life, or everything is life and death with any issue to people. I get it. I'm dumb. You guys are smart. I have an awesome family. They're taken care of forever, and I'm only 32 years old. I have a great life. I'd say I've done pretty well for a dumb guy with CTE.
Wow. So,
hey, Cole doesn't mess around on Twitter.
Here's what I'll say.
Like, he goes hard.
So we don't do politics, and we intentionally avoid politics. In any of our own personal politics is our own business. We don't get into that, and we don't care what your politics are. Like, I want people of both parties, and it's stupid that we only have two parties, but I want people of both parties to listen to the show. And when we start getting into some of these areas that delve into politics only because they have to, you know, people get upset. And I would just say this. I don't care what your politics are, not trying to upset you or anybody in any way, but the tone of all this took a huge turn yesterday when Hannity did a 180. You know, he's a Republican guy on Fox, and, you know, he's one of the guys that has been out there saying, you know, whatever, it's a hoax, it's not real, you don't need to get vaccinated, whatever. You know, paraphrasing. But yesterday he was like, look, let's quit the BS. Let's everybody go get vaccinated or go talk to your doctor, see if it's the right decision for you. And it was a change in tone. It changed. And I was walking down to the studio and one of the monitors was on and there were like 83% of the cases in the US right now are Delta variant or something like that. And so everything's changed in like a month. Like, everything has rapidly escalated quickly again. And so I would just love it if something that's so serious and so important wasn't a part of political rhetoric.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, let's all call a time on the political war where, and again, Republicans hate Democrats, Democrats hate Republicans. There's only two sides and they're always warring. Let's just set that beef aside for a little while.
Yeah.
And let's try to make sure that that we can survive all this and get the world back together and not have the economy crash and just get back to living life. And so part of that is, you know, this idea that they have determined, I don't know who they are, but it's been reported here in the last 48 hours that people believe that the disinformation that is out there about the vaccine and the virus is 60% of it can be led back to just 12 individuals. That may have something to gain from it, may not. But now there's a lot of scrutiny on people that are putting out this disinformation because ultimately it could cost lives. Like, I saw there was this, that one of the, some huge supporter of this idea that the government wants you to get the vaccine, to put a computer chip in you or whatever, just all this crap. This lady died of COVID yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's like, she was one of the biggest advocates of the, that there's all these conspiracies, that it's not real. And then she died from it. And the guys want to call time out on the political crap. I don't care about it. I hate political talk. But I just, you know, anytime that your health is involved, let's make your health and the science involved and all that the priority as opposed to political gains.
It's real weird. I don't really know anyone who like watches other than it just constantly being on in the break room. I don't know anyone who watches, like, CNN or Fox News. Like, I don't know. I just don't know anyone who... I don't take it in. I don't have any desire to. I don't think it's good. So it's the same reason I don't watch Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith for sports stuff. I don't need that. There's other stuff, you know?
The problem is the people that watch either one only watch that.
Yeah.
And they just bask and marinate in their own party's, you know, rhetoric.
So, like, whatever. Like, it doesn't even have to... Like, the whole... You know, vaccination thing, like NFL team, if the NFL was really concerned about it, the NFL would lay down the hammer and say, you have to get vaccinated or you're not playing this year. And that might start some lawsuits and things like that. But the NFL's always done things, like, just on their own. Like, think about all these years of, like, the domestic abuse cases. And it's like, okay, well, the commissioner of the NFL is going to get the ruling on how much this guy can play. Like, they've always done things on their own. I mean, the NFL's not saying that. The NFL's just saying, look, if the teams need to get to 85%, and then... If you don't get to 85%, those who are unvaccinated, they can't be with the team. But I think it's interesting what Cole's talking about. And I think Cole's point, because Cole's not vaccinated and doesn't, you know, intend to get vaccinated, apparently. I think Cole's whole point that he's trying to say is the NFL doesn't care. The NFL just wants the games to go on. They don't care about our health. I mean, that's the point that he's making. He said this. He said, I get tested every day. I've already had a teammate who was vaccinated be sent home for COVID yesterday. Luckily, he got it on Monday, because if it was Tuesday, he would have been given, or he would have given it to everyone for a whole week before being tested again, because they were around everyone on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, like, tomorrow, I'm very fascinated to see what in the world comes out of Jerry's mouth, mm-hmm. which you'd never know. But, like, he's going to be asked specific things about COVID. And it's like, I mean, I don't know. They paid last year through a COVID season. They can do it again. It's just, you're going to get questions. I'm always fascinated to see what their answers are to this stuff. Because, you know, a lot of stuff I don't know. What sucks is that 21% of the population, you know, I say it sucks, is vaccinated. Like, if you wanted to get vaccinated here in America, it's very easy to go get vaccinated. And there are so many countries where there are people who want to and they can't.
Right.
And that's a problem.
I think it's a complicated and complex conundrum.
Oh, yeah.
How about that alliteration? And I know there's people out there that have super valid reasons why they can't or don't want to. I would just hope that if there's someone is not doing it for political reasons because they're believing a political party, that that stuff would stop. Because I don't want anybody to use this for gain, political gain.
Yeah.
Because politics is a game and we're all pawns. So... There's, you know, I just would hate for somebody to say, I'm not getting one because you're sheep for believing this political message that you should get one. I'm like, man.
Healthy sheep, so.
Honestly.
Yeah, just, and this is the number, this is the number that matters. 99% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated.
Yeah.
99%. And so, anyways.
And I get long-term effects. I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, that's. Down the road, but I understand that argument.
Right.
I guess what I would say to those, like, right, when I think about this stuff, I also go, man, why don't you just ask your doctor? Like, why would you ask anyone that's on TV or anyone who's like, why don't you just ask your doctor? What's your if you if you go, I mean, if you trust your doctor, there might be some bad doctoring going on out in the world, but I usually think doctors are usually on the up and up. You know?
Well, I think the thing yesterday with Hannity was big. I mean, let's just call time out on the political crap. Let's just get everybody who feels comfortable with getting vaccinated. Let's get as many people vaccinated as possible so people live. You know, I think that's the main thing. And man, I'm like this. I don't judge. If you feel a certain way, if you have very strong beliefs about why you're doing what, I'm not judging you, man. I got love for you either way. I just hope that everybody is safe out there.
Yeah, man.
And so, I mean, that's the part. The 99% of the people that have died are unvaccinated. That's the scariest number for me.
Yes. And I'm also like, so there was reported yesterday the Cowboys have 70%. So if they need to get to 85%, we're talking about, what, 10 to 15 players? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe fewer than that, you know? And I just, like, wonder, like, have they done the right thing? Have they, like, helped... You know, inform the players of here's the risk, ask your doctor. Like, have they done that? Or is it just kind of like, well, they didn't get it done? Like, I'm sure, like, all the coaches have got it apparently. Like, I'm sure they've, like, tried to, like, they're trying to get them, because I know the players don't want to, like, get tested every single day. And if they get to 85%, you don't have to test every day. And the mask can go away on their indoor parts.
Yeah.
And they can all lift weights together and all the stuff that football teams do all day outside. You know, outside.
Okay.
Well, what's going to happen? Just because this is the weird thing is the global pandemic never ended. Like, still technically, do you remember the first day? It was like, it's been announced. It is a global pandemic. Well, it's still on. Like, it never ended.
Right. I've seen a lot of criticism of the CDC for releasing the, hey, you don't have to wear masks.
Their messaging has been terrible throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
okay, but this is a sports segment. That's how we got into this. So, in general, like, when I think of the Cowboys, I go, okay, they're reporting to camp.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If Dak's healthy, they're going to have a top three, top five offense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But is their defense going to be able to stop anybody?
I think their defense will be better. But it's easy to be better than last year's defense. But I think their defense will be better. So, you know, they just need their defense back top 20 in the league. They're going to win games 41-34. 41-31.
It's
going to
be
that.
Fun to watch.
Yeah. And the good news is you have a coach that actually knows that. Like, as hard as I am on McCarthy, he's not like a Jason Garrett type who wants to win a game 20-17. Like, he understands, we just need to score. Like, he gets that. So, like, that part of him I support. How much do they get done, though? Like, last year, they never even tried to learn the new defense or whatever. I don't think that'll be a problem this year. I really don't. I think Dan Quinn will have it done now. I don't know if they're enough talent to, like, be great on defense, but, like, they're at least going to, like, buy in and try. And just adding Micah Parsons is going to help. He's great. He's going to help out. He'll make some plays at times where you go, man, why was he doing that? But, like, other than that, he's, like, really solid.
Should
bring Jalen off the field a lot.
Okay, so, yeah, they have three really good linebackers, and most of the time there's only two out there?
Yeah, and I think that means Jalen's on the bench, personally. That's how I would play it. Or maybe Jalen could get some reps at defensive end, you know, if they're dead set on Jalen being on the field. But it should be Micah Parsons and Leighton Vander Esch. But, you know, Vander Esch would probably get hurt.
Yeah, so I was going to say, is he healthy?
Right now he is.
Okay, who are the Cowboys' three best defensive players at the end of the year? The three guys who will have the best defensive season for the Cowboys if everybody stays healthy are?
DeMarcus Lawrence, Randy Gregory, and then I would say it's a coin toss between Micah Parsons and Leighton Vander Esch. Now, can they cover? I don't know. I mean, they're going to run out Anthony Brown, Trevon Diggs, and Jordan Lewis as their cornerbacks. And then maybe Kelvin Joseph gets in there. That's Boss Man Fat. But we'll see. I mean, I'm interested to see what his camp's like because he's a wild card. He was a second-round pick, so you need your second-round pick to hit, but he's a wild card. They didn't really do much at safety to try to help. So, like, some things are not going to change. Like, you should still have some problems that you've had, but...
How do they not? I don't understand. Safety is a horrible position for them. Yeah. They don't have anybody. They don't like investing in the position in free agency or the draft. And it's like, oh, my God, safety is a huge disaster. And then the next year happens, they're like, did you address it? No,
we're good. No.
How?
They did bring in a guy who's coming off an Achilles, but he had seven interceptions way back in the past in Atlanta. His name's DeMonte Kazee. I don't know if he's going to start or not, though. So, you know, we'll see. They haven't done anything to be like, oh, significant upgrade.
No. What is their Cowboys record at the end of the year?
So it's 17 games this year. I have them either at 11-6 or 10-7.
What?
Yeah, but I think they easily win the division.
That's promising.
We were just kicking them in the nuts.
Well, yeah, they're going to score. I mean, they're going to be like, assuming Aaron Rodgers plays... Them, the Chiefs, the Packers, maybe the Bucks. Like, those are your big-time offenses.
I like it, too.
Top five, top six offense in the league, for sure.
Does Zeke return to his original glory?
No. But they're not, I don't think they're going to try to make him do that.
Will he look like that, though? Will he look speedy and quick again?
No.
You're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe? Posting pictures of being ripped.
He might look better, but he's not going to look like 2017.
Who is the leading receiver in yards for the Cowboys at the end of the year?
Amari Cooper will have the most catches. CeeDee Lamb will have the most yards.
Ooh.
And Michael Gallup will do fine. So
let's mark it.
They're just going to throw it. Tyron stay healthy. There's your question. Tyron Smith stay healthy.
When's their first game again?
October.
Because they've got camp next week.
Are you talking? No, I think they reported today.
Oh, really?
So I think they had like a walkthrough thing today.
Okay.
And then like they have the media thing tomorrow, and then Thursday practice, like first practice.
Oh.
They start before everyone else in terms of like preseason because they have the Hall of Fame game, which is August 5th. So that is. What's today, the 20th? I mean, they play in 15 days.
When do we start the Travis Frederick weekly interview?
Ooh. I didn't know Al Michaels right there. I would say September.
I'm ready to talk to him now, though. I want to know,
do it now?
Because I want to know, what are players thinking right now as their summer and their offseason and vacation ends and they're going back to work? Are they pissed? Are they grumpy? Does it suck? Or is it
excitement? Let's get him on this week. He'll do it this week, right?
Think so.
Man. That guy works weird office hours now.
His company, Demiplane.com, if you're into, Dungeons & Dragons and really cool games like that, he's going to be more successful financially, I think, with that company, Demiplane.com, than he is with his playing career. Think about that statement. I mean, he is maybe the smartest athlete anyone has ever met. Like, he could tear apart a computer with his bare hands and then rebuild it with his brain.
He did one time. It was insane.
And he claimed he could drink 40 beers without filling it.
You know who's a big Dungeons & Dragons fan?
Who?
It's Vin Diesel. So like maybe Travis and Vin Diesel can get hooked up and they can be family.
Family.
Because if they're family, then we're family.
Yeah.
And before you know it,
we get Vin Diesel.
We're in Fast and the Furious 14.
Yes.
Perfect.
What about my son telling me he wanted to see it? He goes, they went to space. It's never realistic. It's pretty good, though.
But wait till they continue to explore space. Because, the next one, we're going to Mars. And then after that, Jupiter.
Yep.
And then it's Fast and the Furious, Uranus.
Yep. There it is. There it is. Thank you, Kevin, for going.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Yep. See ya. No, you're coming back next segment. Coming up next, everybody loves lists, the 50 most common household arguments. It's going to be some good funny. Don't go nowhere.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.